from the state lottery. If you're stupid, if you have the imagination of an eggplant, your chances of winning the lottery are greatly improved. Statistics show that the big-time lottery winners are usually really dumb people who have no concept of wealth. Listen to this recent $12 million winner.
Well, I can't believe it. I'm going to buy me enough beer to fill my basement. I'm going to get me a pickup truck with a solid gold gun rack. I'm going to buy me a chocolate pie 20 feet wide.
Sound like you? Buy a ticket today.
See, you never appreciate your language till you go to a foreign country that doesn't have the courtesy to speak English. I went over there thinking, no problem. I don't speak any French. I'm thinking, no problem. English is a universal language. It'll be easy. So I get off the plane, get into the taxi, say to the driver, I'd like to go to a hotel, please. The driver turns and goes, what? What is that you're saying? So the first thing you do, this is really dumb. You think this will help. You adopt a French accent.
I would like to go to the hotel.
So that's nothing. So I went out, I bought a little French phrase book, hoping to memorize little phrases, you know, can I go to the bathroom and things like that. But French is not like Spanish. Well, Spanish, you can sound it out. It's easy for Americans. You know, every vowel is a syllable. You go, Casa de Pepe. Donde está Casa de Pepe? But French is like, Je ne le dois.
Every time that O.P. got in trouble, who's the one he ran to see? Baking cakes and cookies, it's Aunt B. When Andy Taylor had enough of Bonnie Fife, his deputy, who spoke words of wisdom, his Aunt B. Poor Aunt B, poor Aunt B, poor Aunt B. Every day her best friend Clara came to have a cup of tea, sharing bits of gossip with Aunt Bee. She put up with jerks like Goober, now she's out of her misery. No more Floyd and Gomer, finally. A new address is heaven, RFD. Poor Aunt B.
You know, all the time people ask me, they go, Roseanne, will your recent success change you from the everyday working class housewife that used to live in a trailer only two short years ago? And they say, now that you have a maid and a cook and a big Beverly Hills home, will you lose touch with the everyday chores and the little people that made you America's domestic goddess? And I say, blow me.
Well, I lost my temper and I took a knife and I. You know those little do not remove under the penalty of law labels they put on mattresses?
Yeah.
Well, I cut one of them off.
Gee.
Yeah, I got a real bad temper.
Tired of TV shows about roommates? How about Roommates on Radio? Yes, it's time for two DJs. Today, we join the boys at home.
Hey, it's my favorite roommate. What are you doing in a place like this?
Hey, not much, but half of it's mine.
Hey, we're still double dating this weekend?
You bet, amigo. It's a sound sandwich, dynamic duo, and twin spin. You still want me to fix you up with Sheila?
Well, tell me a little bit about her.
She hails from Detroit, Michigan.
The Motor City.
She's an assistant lab assistant.
Hey, I've always been fascinated by that.
And her hobbies are mowing the lawn and making decorative skid marks with her car.
Well, let's give her a jingle. Hey, where are we going anyway?
How about an outdoor restaurant if the weather's nice?
Well, the latest radio weather calls for partly cloudy turning to partly sunny, with clouds moving out and different clouds moving in. Right now, the countdown to summertime. Fun temperature is...
Hold it. Nobody's home. So, we'll just try it again tomorrow and meanwhile add $25 to the jackpot.
All right. I'm so excited, I just can't hide it.
And neither can we. So it goes when we drop in on two DJs.
On your mark, get ready, get set. Now go, 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 because it's time now for the Pee Wee Herman Show. Catch me,
I walk, I talk, I crawl on my belly like a reptile.
Mr. Herman, ready for you on set.
Beg me.
Please, Mr. Herman.
Pretty please.
Pretty please.
Kmart has automotives. That's what gets me. Yeah, exactly. Who's going to take your car to Kmart to get it worked on? All right, real...
Hi, this is Larry King. Let me tell you about the birthday party I threw at Spago for my wife, Julie. Everybody was there. Don Rickles, Angie Dickinson, Joan Rivers.
Now, for a limited time, you can get your copy of the Larry King School of Name Dropping. Yes, for years, Larry's been sucking up to celebrities and letting you know about it.
With Clint Eastwood. Lee Rich was there, along with Carol Burnett and Audrey Meadows. Then later in the day, I met Rune Arledge, Al Michaels, and Pierre Salinger at the bar. Then I
name dropping is fun and it's easy. When you do it the Larry King way.
I interviewed the wonderful Richard Mulligan. Then later on, I said hi to Don Johnson and Melanie Griffith.
Just send a check or money order to Name Dropping with the King. Beverly Hills, California, where all the beautiful people go to see and be seen. Including Larry.
Ava Gabor, Betsy Bloomingdale, Sidney Poitier, Maria Shriver, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sean Connery, Jackie Collins.
This is Larry King, and I hope you learn to name drop as good as I do.
Hey, gotta run. I'm having lunch with Dan Quayle.
From the makers of Trout on the Bottom yogurt comes a tasty new family treat, Fish Newtons. Fish Newtons are just what you'd expect and more. Sweet vanilla pastry outer cookie, delicately housing more of the deep blue's wonders. Ground to perfection and mixed with the sweetest Hawaiian sugar. You'll froth over the assortment of Fish Newton flavors. Rock cod, mahi-mahi, sheep's head. You'll be groping for the grouper as the kids squeal for more eel. Don't forget the Swedish favorite, holy mackerel. And for a limited time, in specially marked boxes of Fish Newtons, if you find a hidden fish hook, you automatically win a Zebco rod, reel, and tackle box. Hurry today and get the fastest moving taste treats on the cookie aisle. If you can fathom that, Fish Newtons. Coming soon, Flipper Burger to your grocer's meat department.
Crunchy, chewy, summer gooey, everyone is lightly salty. Pop one in your mouth and you'll agree. Your friends will think you're cool when you eat them by the school.
And now another edition of How to Be Manly. Today, lesson number 857. You have gone to your neighborhood grocery store to purchase some manly products. You have purchased a quart of motor oil, a six-pack of beer, chewing tobacco, and a box of condoms. Since this is only four items, you decide to take advantage of the express line, which is clearly marked nine items or less. But lo and behold, there is a woman in the line ahead of you with her grocery cart filled to the top with groceries. How can you inform her in a manly manner that she has exceeded the posted limit? Follow along in your manly manual, page 456, and repeat after me. Number one, you are either a math major who can't read or an English major who can't count. Number two, perhaps you need one more item. How about an extra large sausage? Number three, that's funny. I thought most lesbians could read. Use any of the above phrases in this situation, and as this woman is stuffing a canned ham down your throat, you can rest assured that she will have no doubt as to what kind of man you really are. Until next time, this is Mr. Manly saying be manly, and good day.
About waking up is Don and Mike.
Thanks, Al!
To the 90s, better than ever. WADA, Washington.
Come on and wake up. Come on and wake up now. It's time to shake a leg and get up. It's time for you to raise your head up. Come on and wake up. Come on and wake up, now you know it's time. Come on and, come on and, come on and, come on and, come on and wake up now.
I'm Mike Lewis from Channel 9. In the Morning Zoo with Don and Mike is next.
hipsters get away from there from you now? Just came walking into the room, and the next thing you know, the snare drum's on the floor, and everybody's laughing.
She's out of control. Live from Petro Flight Center in beautiful, scenic Arlington, Vietnam, it's the Morning Zoo Show. Starring Don Geronimo. And hi there, everybody. I'm Mike O'Mara, inviting you to join Lori Cole in the China Shop now. Kim Boomer Anderson.
All right.
Frank and Diana Presley and the entire zoo crew. Today, it's Monday, and it's our big Elvis show as we celebrate the birthday of the King of Rock and Roll. We'll have the entire Hamburger James and the Kid story.
There's a kid.
Plus, a call to Major Bill Smith, maybe, along with a call to a real Elvis impersonator in Memphis, Tennessee, and details on the new Kids on the Block concert with concert correspondent Sam Lipton. But enough of that. It's on with the tomfoolery and hijinks. And let's please welcome the man who knows everything there is to know about the Kid.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Don Geronimo!
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Don't
you welcome the man who says even if he was to go be as bald as Alan Goodman, he'd never get horse hair put in his head. Mr. Mike O'Mara.
I'd never be a loose cannon, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I don't want to forget that guy and all the Elvis excitement today.
Yeah, really?
Because I got to think, you know what? I actually started to watch that show on Friday and fell asleep.
Yeah, what?
Fell asleep during the show.
According to the reviews, it's that kind of program.
Well, anyway, 609 to WAVA, and Manuel Noriega spent the weekend in very tight protective custody in Miami, where he is awaiting trial. Now, Manuel Noriega told a reporter that he had less than great treatment by federal drug agents during his trip from Panama to Miami. Now, the United States disputes all charges and here to prove that he was treated just fine from government records are the top 10 events that occurred while transporting Manuel Noriega from Panama to Miami.
All right.
Number 10. Noriega is placed into a car by a DEA agent who accidentally shuts Noriega's finger in the car door.
All right.
Number 9. Government agent accidentally tightens Noriega's seatbelt too tight. This discrepancy is noted when Noriega's face turns blue.
Oh, the pineapple.
Number 8, when making a lunch stop en route to the airport, a clumsy agent accidentally spills 6 cups of hot coffee on him.
Oh, pain.
Number 7. Noriega complains he's tired of being cramped up in the car, so agents stop at the side of the road for some aerobic exercises. Noriega accidentally catches a stray boot in the groin.
Oh, ow!
Number 6, agents frisk Noriega before he enters the airport and accidentally give him a wedgie.
Oh, ow, painful.
Number 5, while waiting in the baggage check-in area, Noriega slips on a banana peel mistakenly dropped by an agent and breaks his arm.
Ow!
Number 4,
yeah.
Lunchtime, and again, a clumsy agent accidentally spills 6 cups of hot coffee on him. Number 3, while boarding the plane, agents start an impromptu Three Stooges routine and accidentally bloody Noriega's nose. Number 2, the plane returns to Panama after agents discover that they have accidentally left Noriega strapped on the wing. Just as long as it's seeming to read it today. The number 1 event that occurred while transporting Noriega from Panama to Miami.
Number 1?
Plane finally lands in Miami where agents accidentally push Noriega off the plane before the steps are in place.
Very good.
Hey, buenos dias. Welcome to America, pineapple.
Call me marathon man. I feel like I've run a mile. Need some oxygen.
Yeah, catch your breath.
I'm ready to shebop.